This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol working real hard along the borders, our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. To all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, this portion of the program we call the Colonel's Corner because with us, we've got retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Jim Warshuk, also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, sir.
It's time to say the pledge. You ready?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we start the morning out with an oil tanker, United Arab Emirates oil tanker, under a Panamanian flag, and we don't know what's happened to it. It disappeared in the Straits of Hormuz. We're being told nobody knows where it is. Last time we saw it, the transponder had been turned off. The ship was pointed directly at the IRGC base right there in the Straits of Hormuz.
Well, of course, two things could have happened. The first option, the way I look at it, with the transponder turned off, perhaps you had a rogue crew or a rogue crew member or captain of the vessel that decided that he was going to take it into port. For whatever reason, Iran is an exporter, so I'm not sure about what that has to do with it. Mm-hmm. The second is, perhaps did since it was in close proximity to the base, did Iranian boats come out? Did they commandeer it, or did they give orders to move it to a portside facility at the base? I would suspect we know where it's at, or we have satellites, we have all other kinds of reconnaissance. We're watching everything going on in the Middle East or in the Persian Gulf, particularly now that we know. And if that's the case, that would be reported to the State Department and the White House, and perhaps there's some behind-the-scenes, back-channel diplomatic communications going on with Iran, saying, we know where this is, what you're doing, we know where this vessel is at, and in accordance with international law, you're violating whatever paragraph and cite it, and we'll see what happens. So be interesting to see what we find out later today.
Yeah, now this is not a big ship. It's 190 feet long, but it is a vessel still just the same that big enough you should be able to see it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we'll be able to spot it. I know our Navy tracks pretty much every vessel over a certain length at sea, particularly commercial and military vessels. And with the high priority that's going on, as we've seen in the last few months in the Persian Gulf with the Iranians, the other incidents that have occurred, we're watching every single move the Iranians make.
Now, let's talk about the Navy Secretary who has temporarily taken the DOD Secretary job while the designate, Mark Espers, who sailed through his confirmation committee hearing yesterday. He did get chastised, though, by Elizabeth Warren, who wanted him to make a pledge about his lobbying efforts with Raytheon.
Well, you know, that's Washington, and that's the way things are. And for one, he is an acting secretary, which will essentially last a few weeks, perhaps maybe a month. I think she's making a lot to do about nothing. He's not going to be in a position to really make any policy decisions. He's basically holding down the fort, so to speak, and doing some routine things while Congress is getting ready to go out of session, and Elizabeth Warren is just trying to make hay over nothing. You know, the Senate approval of a confirmation of Mark Esper is the bigger topic, and you know, they've already raised issues because he talked about how he hitting on the key buzzword that he's kind of a Mattis type. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what he said was, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. He said he's going to follow through with what the core priorities of the U.S. Department of Defense are, military strategy, build more lethal force, strengthen alliances, and reform the Pentagon to free up more resources. He's doing everything that the president has lined out, in the National Defense Authorization Act. And so, you know, you can compare him to Mattis. He says he compares himself to Mattis. How he governs the Pentagon and how he manages the budget will be, you know, what we look at.
All right. Well, we're running out of time in the segment, so I'll make this real quick here. Soldiers in the Army are soon going to be getting a robotic combat vehicle, one that can fire bullets, beans, and all that kind of stuff, and we'll see how that works out.
Should be interesting.
All right. Going to break, folks. When we come back, yeah, we are going to talk about the squad, the Gang of Four, and what they're up to. Or what they should be up to, whatever the case may be. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where right now you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. And that goes for any of the new Chevys or Nissans or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida. They are also the home of You Serve, You Save. Now, that's the program that saves active duty military and veterans, plus first responders, active and retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check them out. See what you qualify for by going to Moss, that's M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Moss, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And the reason that's important is because that will save you $500 on the vehicle that you're purchasing. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. All right. Colonel Jim Warshak is with us, and retired United States Air Force Colonel, as well as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, the Gang of Four, otherwise known as the Squad, Squad's more than four people, but we won't argue about that. They're out there, and they're just getting right down and nasty and into the whole mix, and well, I know enough about Donald Trump to know that if you get him going, he's going to just fire right back at you, because that's the way it was in Brooklyn and Queens and all around New York City. The folks that are there, especially the union guys, if you got them started, boy, duck. That's all I can say, duck.
Well, exactly. You know, that's in his nature, and we all know that. We watched him do that for a year and a half when he was campaigning to be president, and we know that is Donald Trump, and he's effective when he does that, but he's also very strategic in how he does and says things, and he does it to his advantage, and in this case now as president to America's advantage, and he's using as a weapon and a tactic to improve upon his reelection. And certainly the real thing to watch here with the squad is it's creating a major nightmare for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
It is.
And she has essentially lost control. And as I was telling folks yesterday, I said, you know, this is now the party of the squad, the Democrats. This is your party. You own it.
Mm-hmm.
You own everything they say. And so it's either they're going to control all of you or you're going to get control of them, and you better do it fast because they're not stopping. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few weeks. And, we'll see whether Nancy Pelosi is a lame duck, House Speaker,
yeah,
or whether she can regain control. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, it's more than that, because Kevin McCarthy talks about the fact it's a choice of socialism versus freedom. And here's what he said, 49 seconds worth of Kevin McCarthy.
Mr. Leader, were the president's tweets said go back racist?
No. And I do not believe the Speaker of the House was racist last week either when those individuals on her side of the aisle who are claiming the president is racist, when they claim she was racist either. I do not believe that. I believe this is about ideology. This is about socialism versus freedom. And it's very clear what the debate is happening. I understand when I listened to their press conference yesterday, they talked more about impeachment than anything else. Even one of those individuals, this wasn't the first time they talked about impeachment. On the night of being sworn in, they brought all their supporters together. And they spoke about impeachment in words that I will not use here. This is more from their basis about politics. And it's unfortunate. We should get back to the business of America. Yes.
Well, that's true, because Tlaib used words that we can't use under any circumstances when she described about the, jumping up and down, being excited about being elected, and what she had to say about the president and what they were going to do to him.
Well, you know, there's a rule in Congress that talks about when you're on the House floor or in official capacity as a member, you cannot use words, you cannot, particularly words like racist and xenophobic and all the rest that they use to describe the president. Out of the respect of the office of the president, you can't use those words. And I went and looked it up in the House rules, and they're in violation of House rules. Now, whether they can be brought under censure by whoever in the House that would do that, it would be interesting to see, but I think they're beyond that. They don't care. They're going to do it their ways. They're radical, far left young women who want to bring and, change this country into a socialistic, communist, Marxist kind of government. And that's where they're going.
Yeah. And they forgot about the fact that we're all Americans first, because, a simulation. And I put out an article there yesterday on the different Facebook pages that I have about, the comments that they had made in the past. And of course, Omar said that, well, I'm not going to assimilate. I don't have to, and I'm not going to.
And that's the beef that everybody has with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back, she has espoused support for terrorist groups. She's taken classes on it. And then she, was asked about it, either yesterday or the day before, and she refused to say anything. And my comment on that was, okay, we've already seen the history of what you said. Why are you remaining quiet on it now? You either say yes or no. It's out there for the record. So hopefully someone will push that along and show that.
Yeah, and somebody got to AOC last night because she was not admitting to what Antifa did to that reporter in Portland, Oregon. Was a bad thing, was a wrong thing. She wasn't saying anything. Finally, last night, she says, oh, no, that was terrible, and we should not condone that. But anyway, I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Now, President Trump used an executive order to change the asylum rule down on the border. We realize that it's probably going to be challenged by the ACLU. They'll probably find a nice Ninth Circuit Court judge that will put it on hold temporarily. President will have to go back and get it undone and all that stuff, because that's been the nature of what goes on here. But it should slow things down on the border, because they can't just come barnstorming up through here and holler, I want asylum anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I wrote an article on that earlier this week that talks about the strategic nature of him implementing that policy change, and basically is a rule change that prevents any foreigner, any illegal alien who comes to the U.S. through Mexico. You have to make your asylum claim in the first country you reach before you start making your move. And, you know, whether you come through Honduras or Guatemala or some other country, Panama, wherever you start your trek from, if you get on a plane and you fly to Mexico and then do it, you've got to do it at the last country you've left from.
Yep.
So it's a sound rule. Of course, it'll be challenged, but it makes it easier for Mexico, too, because they're not going to have to deal with all these people coming here if it curtails. The whole effort was to curtail and deter all this nonsense that's happening of these caravans coming through, and so we'll see how effective it is.
Now, did you see the Made in America display that they had at the White House the other day?
Yeah, I thought that was really great.
Very impressive, and talked about a lot of companies that are doing very well, which they are, and I was impressed with what I saw, impressed with what I heard, and again, the press is not reporting accurately, nor did they have it on long enough to show you the numbers that were there on some of the graphs, the jobs and the businesses coming back to the U.S. from overseas, all that sort of stuff. Talked about Zippo lighters, you know, back in the day when men were men and women were proud of it. Everybody had a Zippo in the military, didn't they?
They sure did. They sure did.
They'd light in the windiest of conditions. But anyway, and also, South Florida cities now, in particular South Miami Beach, is balking at the sanctuary city rules we got in place. What's next? Are we going to have to arrest some public officials?
Well, that's going to be interesting. There's been a number of sheriffs and other elected officials who are in that boat, so they could be removed. The governor could remove them potentially.
All righty, we'll talk to you next week, folks. This is what we call the Colonel's Corner, Colonel Jim Warshak. And, Colonel, we'll see you real soon.
Appreciate it, Matt.
All right, thank you. And I will be right back with more. And Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, will be joining us here in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. And good morning, Eric. Hope you're having a great day out there. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure condemning President Trump for what the Democrats called racist tweets against four lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to urge support for the resolution.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
Republicans said her criticism has violated House rules against personal attacks on the president and should be stricken from the record.
Gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and requested to be taken down.
After a lengthy delay, the parliamentarian agreed. Number two Democrat Steny Hoyer.
The words should not be used in debate.
But then, in a party-line vote, Democrats used their majority to overrule that finding and prevented the words from being stricken. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for this part of the program, where we go and take a look at our beach and boating forecast. So, let's crank up the music and get going. Well, for today, Wednesday, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we'll have scattered afternoon thunderstorms, similar to what happened yesterday and yesterday evening with storms that passed through the area. Winds will start out this morning, southeast at gusts up to 10 knots. This afternoon, we'll have some thunderstorms in the mix where we'll have a sea breeze, may stir the water up a little bit more. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature, 88 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 86 degrees. Our high tide happened at 4:58 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:40 a.m. And our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom of Boat Club of Tampa Bay tells an amazing story, the success there, because when they first started with us, they had 100 boats in 10 locations. Now, they are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. They have over 400 boats in 24 locations, with two more coming. Now, Freedom Boat Club itself has 185 locations all across the United States, plus three in Canada and two in France. Yes, I said France. Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay is moving along and growing. And now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you are an active duty military person or if you are a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. And all you pay is the balance of the membership fee and a monthly fee after that. Just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. Bring the boat back, hand them the keys. You are done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other 185 locations across the United States and the three in Canada, too. All you got to do is go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember, tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money, and you might even get a free boat ride out there on the bay or wherever you're coming out of. Okay, joining us right now, the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Now, one of the things that people ask me about you is consumer quarterback. Does that mean he does things like the consumer agency does in Tallahassee? Well, sort of, kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. You know, we have 45 to 55 experts. We talk about 80 different categories of expert advice, and ranging from real estate, credit, finance, and estate planning, mortgage. We have solar companies on the show and LED lighting experts. And so it's a mixed bag of different areas. And it's all about, you know, helping the consumers understand more about their buying decisions and some of the things that they want to look out for and be careful of.
Right. And I will say that when you do have the different stories that you have on there, the different people you have on there, you also have had people with self-defense and folks that have guns and whatnot, different things to help you out. And I'm getting, you know, this is what's really bugging me. I've got an AT&T phone, and I get a very nice discount because of the military, the fire service, and all that stuff. But I'm getting all kinds of robocalls now. And AT&T is supposed to have a new program that gets rid of those robocalls. Is that true?
You know, I've got AT&T as well, and I see it does say potential scam on there. You see it, and then, you know, it's frustrating because I get a lot of them as well.
So then you've got that program. So apparently I need to go to the AT&T store and make sure it's on my phone.
Yeah, yeah, that would be something to take a look at. And there are, and then once I determine that number, then I just block that number, and it'll show up as a voicemail, blocked voicemail. So then I know I can just go in there and delete those two or three voicemails that I get.
Yeah, well, I've been blocking messages because they don't even call and leave a voicemail. That's your first clue. If somebody really wants to talk to you, they're going to leave a voicemail at least. But they call, and when you pick the phone up, it's somebody selling, I don't know, a car or insurance or windows or something, you know, that has no bearing on what I need to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and student loans. Student loans.
Yeah, you get some that even talk about credit cards if you want to try to save money on your credit cards. Yeah, we really have to have some kind of a lobby push here to get the congressmen and senators involved to, you know, the representatives.
Yeah, and then there's the one that you get about Social Security, or you get it about your life insurance or something like that where they're trying to get information. Those are phishing calls, and boy, you don't want to give them any information because, number one, the Social Security Administration will never call you on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to be careful. They're just fishing. They're trying to get information, and that's exactly right. So just tell them, don't call me back. There's consumer laws out there. Find out who they are if you do get a live person on the phone. And then we've got, attorneys that will pursue them. Unfortunately, a lot of times they're based in shell companies, and you can't really do much to them.
Well, you can at least try to make their life miserable for a little bit. Because I'm sure if Detective Smith or Detective Jones or whatever calls them up and says, listen, you're in violation of such and such and so a law, or they get their address and they send them a certified letter to cease and exist, they better do it or else, right?
Well, the problem is, though, ideally that would be nice, but these companies, they base the companies in places, and it's an LLC or a corporation that has no assets, so there's, you know, it's really difficult to trace them.
Yeah, because you can actually set up a corporation for $1.
Yeah.
Make it worth a dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So it ends up, you know, being more of a hassle, and then you get nothing in the end.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about some building stuff here, because I know that there's a report out there that builder sentiment has once again risen. A private gauge of the U.S. home builder sentiment increased in July as lower rates were offsetting the higher costs.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's an interesting time that we have here, because again, if the rates reduce, drop again, it's just going to be another shot in the arm for the real estate and mortgage industry, and it's interesting. You know, it's both nice on one hand. On the other hand, yesterday we had the Tampa Bay CDC on the show, and they were talking about the difference between, you know, the low income earners and the housing, that the lack thereof, especially in Pinellas County, West Pasco County. It's difficult for the people that are, on that lower income level brackets to find housing. So they end up, driving from, Hillsborough County, Polk County to come over and, work in this area. But there are down payment assistance programs available. That's something we talked about. There are, high, loan to value loans available. So we urge people just to reach out and find out what options they have.
Mm. Okay. Now, the other thing is, in your line of work, and I want to get right to how people can get a hold of you. In your line of work, they can reach out to you. You have a website. You have some phone numbers. So please give us that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Brandon Rhymes. My wife and I own and operate the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We're a top agency here in the Tampa Bay area, with the number one company in the world, which is Keller Williams. So we are at online PlatinumMVPTeam.com. That's our real estate website for the real estate brokerage, PlatinumMVPTeam.com. Our radio show and TV show is at ConsumerQB.com, like consumer quarterback, ConsumerQB.com. And you can always call or text us at 813-670-7372.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And stay low and keep the boat in the water.
Yes, sir. We'll do it. Thanks,
all right.
Cap.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Okay, Brandon Rhymes, everybody, your consumer quarterback. And again, as he said, ConsumerQB.com is his show. And you can hear it on my sister station, AM 1380 The Biz, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay market. All right, and to those of the rest of you out there, he's online, too. All right, I will be right back. Final segment of the program coming up, and your last chance to get in a call if you want to call in. So Kathy is going to give you the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Catch him on many of these same stations, too, along the network. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. And Dominic's, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Also, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by the store, see Jill and the gang. Make sure you wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them, because that's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel of one of them anyway. And remember, all military and first responders always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service office or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. He'd be glad you did. That'll save you a bunch of money. Now, Liz Cheney yesterday had a press conference, and I forget what her title is in the Congress, but she's like the whip or something like that, number two or something like that in the House of Representatives under Kevin McCarthy. And anyway, here is what she had to say, and she's making a lot more sense. The more she talks, the more I like her. By the way, she may run for senator up there in Wyoming where she's out of. She's currently a two-term congresswoman, but she may, in fact, run for senator since that position is coming open up there for her. Here we go.
This is the greatest nation that has ever existed, the exceptional nation, and they're wrong when they fail to recognize that no people has ever lived in greater freedom. And then they go on and fail to provide the resources our men and women in uniform need to defend that freedom. Our colleagues, our socialist colleagues on the other side of the aisle, are wrong when they advocate abortion up until the moment of birth, including partial term abortion, partial birth abortion, late term abortion, and when they refuse to mandate care for babies who are born alive. Our colleagues are wrong when they say that we should open America's borders, abolish ICE, and abolish DHS. They're wrong when they advocate policies that would eliminate all private health insurance in this country, destroy Medicare, and force the American people to pay for free health care for illegal immigrants. They're wrong when they pursue policies like the one we're going to be voting on today that will destroy 4 million jobs for low-wage earners by mandating a federal $15 minimum wage. That is not compassion. That's a callousness that's born of ignorance. They're wrong when they say that their programs help people at the lower end of the economic spectrum. Every one of their socialist programs would create massive new government dependency and end the very economic growth we need to ensure everyone can prosper. Our colleagues are wrong when they advocate packing the Supreme Court and abolishing the Electoral College. And our colleagues are wrong when they tell Americans, as Congresswoman Presley did just last weekend, that any individual seat at the table is only valuable, only legitimate, if that person espouses some pre-approved set of beliefs deemed appropriate based on their religion or their gender or their race. When they say that, that is racist. So, no, our opposition to our colleagues' beliefs has absolutely nothing to do with race or gender or religion. We oppose them and their policies because their policies are dangerous and wrong and would destroy America. The issue here is the content of their policies, and we will continue to stand up and fight against what we know is wrong for this nation.
Now, she's absolutely right. And again, the more she talks, the more I like her. She is absolutely positively right. And you know, at a cabinet meeting yesterday, the president told Americans exactly what he expects from members of the United States College. The United States Congress. They can go wherever they want. They can stay, but they should love our country. They shouldn't hate our country. And the clips that you heard, the most vile, the horrible statements made about our country, made about Israel, made about others. I mean, these people, anti-Semitic tropes from Ilhan Omar, that the Jewish lawmakers in the United States have allegiance to a foreign country. Representative Omar has also lied that American soldiers killed thousands of Somalis during the 1993 Black Hawk Down mission. She also blamed the United States for terrorist attacks and the social humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. AOC says that illegal immigrants are more American than any person who seeks to keep them out, whoever they might happen to be. And AOC also claimed that U.S. law enforcement officers are running concentration camps on the southern border and used the phrase never again, a refrain strongly associated with remembering the Holocaust. And to top it off, when asked to condemn the Antifa terrorist attack at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Washington State this past weekend, Representative Ayanna Pressley attacked the media. Ocasio-Cortez was silent until late last night when she came out and finally said, well, yes, it wasn't a good thing. And Omar hasn't said a word. And Democratic leaders and the mainstream media don't want to talk about any of this. Now, the president is not going to let them ignore this. And I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Because this is what we have. We have pure, unadulterated socialists on the other side of the aisle that have emerged and have taken control of the Democratic Party. And Nancy Pelosi, even though it's four individuals, Nancy Pelosi isn't in a position of power that these people are when it comes to their social media presence, which is what they're banking on. They're banking on their social media presence to take them over the top and keep them there. And I'm telling you, four people, 4.5 million followers, Twitter followers, that's their base. That's who they're appealing to. Whether you like it or not, that's what they're doing. That's what they're appealing to. And this candidate running against Ocasio-Cortez, good luck with that. It's a very heavily Democratic district. It's been a Democrat for now going on almost 22 years straight. Was Republican at one time. All right, let me drift over. I got time for one call. Good morning, caller. Is this Sean?
Yeah, this is me.
What's up?
Say, we don't talk about it or hear much about it, but somebody's got to pay attention to what this Andrew Gillum is doing in the state of Florida.
I have talked about it at length.
A lot more often than. My point is...
Well, I'm a national show, so I can't dwell on Florida all the time, but go ahead.
Right. But, okay, I just want everybody to understand that he's planning on signing up 1 million people in Florida.
Yeah, and I've actually seen some of his people out and about in my travels.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, whether they know it or not, every single person that gets signed up, this million, will be voting Democrat.
Sure.
Okay, whether they know it or not, their ballots will be cast, and mail-in ballots will be a large portion of that.
That's true.
Because if you think for 1 minute what these communists, socialists, whatever you want to call them, are out there doing across this country, isn't trying to destroy it and overtake it, then everybody is misunderstanding what's going on here, and they will commit voter fraud on a level never seen before.
And here's the thing, Sean. Then I got to let you go. Their game is far ahead of the Republicans because they've been doing it for over 2 years straight, nonstop. Okay?
Okay. With this crap they do in California and other things, Georgia going out after the election and collecting votes.
Yep, that's legal. That's legal in California and Arizona. It's called voter... and I can't think about it. Voter harvesting. Okay, I got to go. We're running out of time. Thanks, Sean.
All right.
Yeah, and Sean is correct. This is not anything that's new to the game. Sean is absolutely spot on. Well, you know, we have a lot of fun here in the program. Last night was no exception. If you get a chance and you want to podcast this program, listen to the first hour and hear what we said and what was done and all the participation that we have. That continued halfway through the second hour, too, because of the way we started the program about the squad. All right. I'll be back tonight. Have a great day.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do
all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.